Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. What is it? I'm your host, Lauren Simon, and apparently I have a co-host. His name is Nardo. He's a dumb orange cat who keeps meowing while I'm trying to record. Unlike other podcasts, I just soldier on through it. Normally you'll hear a 100 word story all by its own, but on Saturday, that's when we take a little break and we do the weekly challenge. I post a topic and y'all have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. And then I try to record while this cat keeps meowing. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Guy David picked the topic of marriage, and we have a bunch of stories based on that topic. So welcome back, everyone. Except for Nardo. We'll find out who won last week to see who goes first, and that's Houston Keys. Congratulations, but he didn't turn in a story. So, we go with, congratulations. We'll go with John Shearer. He's brand new. He does onscreenstories.blogspot.com, 150-word stories. Let's see if he can cut things down to 100. Welcome to the fun, John. And, here's your story.
Hi, this is John Shire, and this is my 100-word story submission on the theme of marriage. And this story is called The Upstairs Neighbors. All day, Bob's only day off work this week. As he tried to read a new book, or watch an afternoon movie, or talk with his brother on the telephone, his upstairs neighbors argued. This was their usual argument. Why were you talking to that woman? Hey, you were talking to that man, so I can talk to that woman. The same weary characters and tired marriage plot played out a dozen times before on a dozen other days off gone wrong. That night, as Bob tried to sleep, like a dozen times before, all he could hear was their bed springs squeaking.
Cool. That was a good story. Well, thank you, John. Welcome to the fun. And you're always welcome back. All of you, please come back. I didn't mean to say those things I did. Okay, yes, I did. And check out more of his stuff at onescreenstories.blogspot.com. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast, whatever they sent me to link. All right, let's head on to the veterans. They keep coming back for more, and you keep coming back for them coming back for more. First up, I'll just pull one out of a hat here. Usually I'll do these in the order that I receive them, but whatever. This week we're just going to be wild. We're going to be wild and crazy. And, this week, let's go with Exus. Hi, Exus. You can check out her stuff at podmafia.com.
Hi, this is Exus De La Croix, and I'm with the Pod Mafia podcast at podmafia.com. This is my 100-word story of marriage. Marriage? You want me to marry you? Have you told me you love me? Oh, you did. Well, did you tell me I was the only one for you? I do remember that vaguely. Yes. Okay, have you considered if I loved you enough to marry you? Well, I have told you that every day. You do realize this marriage thing is not something I could take lightly. It's a huge commitment, and there are so many things I have to consider. My home, my critters, my Tupperware. Shut up and kiss you and say yes? Well, all right. Yes, dear.
And they lived happily ever after. Thank you, Exus. You can check out more from her at podmafia.com. And It's finally being podcasted. When she's got that she's got the shopping channel thing going at slcn.tv. Check that out. And she is the heart and soul of the Paisley Beeb, well, live tonight with Paisley Beeb. Paisley, if you're listening to this, I really mean you. Okay. Paisley doesn't listen to this. No. Too much of a star to be listening to mere storytelling podcasts. Also probably out celebrating John Howard's being booted out of office. Next up, let's see, who goes? Caleb. Caleb Bullen. His machine is no longer kaboomed. He's back. BlackTimeMartiniClub.com. Every Wednesday at 6, put on your dancing shoes. Where you put your dancing shoes on, you can put them on your hands if you want, but put on your dancing shoes. Here's Caleb Bullen.
Hi, this is Caleb Bullen from the Black Time Martini Club at BlackTimeMartiniClub.com. And in my part of the city, it can be tough to tell a fairy tale from a sad tale. Which is why I bring you another 100-word nursery crime.
The dish ran away with the spoon, but after that, it all went downhill. Their Vegas wedding was cutlery rate, and then they blew their savings betting on a bowl game. She went to work and nearly cracked under the pressure. He fell in with a bad crowd and became a greasy spoon. The dish started seeing a rough customer till she was just his little chippy. Now Spoon, he's in his cups every day stirring up trouble. And everyone thought they were made for each other. Looking back on it, the dish probably should have married a nice, stable placemat.
That was cool. All these stories are cool. They always are. Every story that comes into this podcast, except for Planet Z's, they're all good stuff. They're all well worth your time. Thank you, Caleb. You can check out more from Caleb Bullen at the Black Time Martini Club podcast at blacktimemartiniclub.com. All right. After did them. Oh, this one's going to be a treat. It's Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He does the music for this, the opening and the closing and the when I remember to, the background music for the stories during the week. I know I'm lazy, but anyway, here we go with Guy David with the Night Guy Electronica, Night Guy Under the Rock, Night Guy the Table Lamp, the Board Game, the New Dance Craze.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and today I have the sequel for driving 150 mph.
The bride wore red. The priest was a coconut tree. Or at least some alien something like a coconut tree. The bride was pretty. I was happy being. Seeing red again. My head was throbbing. Hit them, punch them, Morris. My fists were clenched. Blood oozing from my open wounds. I put salt on it. The little elf-like creatures sang to us. Alien voices joined in prayer. Then the roof was raised. See the stars. I was proudest. Marriage. Who would have thought? I do, I said. I do, she said. You may eat your bride, said the tree.
Huh? I'm going to need to listen to that again. I'm going to listen to that again when I'm done here, but okay. Thank you, Guy David. You can check out more from Guy the Night Guy at GuyDavid.com. All the links are there. All these links are in the show notes. And the text of the story, too, in case you need to look back through. Okay. I'm just going to go lay down for a minute here, but while I do, next up is Tom from Footnote Podcast, footnote.libsyn.com, exploring American myth, finding it, and occasionally beating the snot out of it. Who wants myth snot? Well, anyway, here's Tom, and okay.
Hello, Night People. This is Tom from Footnote. I hope you had the best of Thanksgivings. Tonight's tale is called Frankie and Johnny. Frankie and Johnny were lovers, kids from the stockyards down south. He worked in the loop and she for the trib. Weekends, he'd find them at the museum. They laughed in the coal mine, sung in the U-505. Frankie did a fair pantomime of a caryatid on the lawn. Johnny would mess with Foucault's pendulum, turn the handles on the gears, held Frankie tight in the giant heart. In the whispering gallery, in a voice soft and low, Johnny proposed marriage to Frankie. They were wed on the cobblestones of yesterday's Main Street, with a honeymoon on the Pioneer Zephyr.
Cool. You see, there aren't any, like, kabooms or explosions or cruel endings yet. Thank you, Tom. You can check out more from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com. Sorry, Nardo was asleep, was just sitting there on Frisky's favorite spot. My wife was like, is there a different orange boy sitting here or what? Whatever. Nardo, he's always going to interrupt this podcast. Next up is Stuart from Pod Mafia. You can check out his stuff at podmafia.com. And, right, here we go.
Hello, everyone. This is Stuart Wolf of the Pod Mafia podcast, which can be found at podmafia.com. And this is my submission for the Weekly Challenge 84 on marriage. Marriage never really interested me much. All that awful, you promise to be with her forever until you die. I might as well go jump. So imagine my surprise when I woke up one morning with a wedding ring on my finger in a desert. Not wanting to be like Britney Spears, I decided to do what any man would do. Shot the broad in the back of the head, dug a trench, dumped the beach, filled with cement, smoked a cigar. The judge said, I've been watching too much Goodfellas. Now I am stuck in this damn cell.
Okay. Yeah. There's always one. Thank you, Stuart. You can check out more from Stuart from podmafia.com. What was that accent? Was that Russian or Arabic? Anyway, Russian Arabic, I guess. Finally, if you haven't heard Disturbed enough yet, well, you know what time it is. It's time for everybody's favorite talking planet. Yes, it's Planet Z. Don't say I didn't warn you.
You've heard it all before. The magic is gone from the marriage, right? Instead of hiring a marriage counselor, why not hire a magician? It's magic, right? I mean, it's not like you're going to talk out your problems when things have gotten so bad. And if a divorce is in the cards, well, the magician can easily make that card change into the one you're thinking of. Whatever the lawyers cut in half, the magician can make whole again, minus the attorney's fees, mind you. And if all else fails, he can always turn your spouse into a frog.
I wonder what Radar Masakami has to say about this one.
You cross-dressing, gender-swapping, fur-wearing perverts.
I thought so. Oh, there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about marriage. Thanks to everyone who participated this week for a whole bunch of stories about marriage. Good luck in the voting. The voting, you say? That takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week. The winners go first in the next podcast and choose the topic. Like the topic this week, a whole bunch of stories about marriage. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One click subscribe in iTunes, podcast ready, that sort of thing. The music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. There will be the usual stuff tomorrow. And then on Saturday, a whole bunch of stories about marriage. Another one of these weekly challenges. I'll post the topic in a little bit. Thank you once again for listening. And as always, keep it
closing.
Okay, so my Burroughs sucks compared to Caleb's. All right? I gave it a shot. I tried. But he has a great sketch from this past week, Burroughs on Burroughs. You're going to laugh. Check it out at blacktiemartiniclub.com. Also, I'm going to be at Diegoland eventually. I'll post the information on that. But Diegoland within Second Life. I'll be storytelling there. Might even do some stand-up comedy for once. And also, every Saturday, kprcradio.com, 9 to noon Second Life time, or 11 o'clock Texas time, hanging out with Michael Garfield. We had a magician this week. He didn't turn me into a frog, so. All right, that's it. Out of here.